Why are businesses like HelloVit choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVit.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, November 17th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Harvard is ramping up its holdings in cryptocurrency. The university reported a $443 million investment in BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust in the third quarter. The school now holds 6.8 million shares of the exchange-traded fund, up from 1.9 million in the second quarter. The digital currency amounts to a little less than 1% of the school's $57 billion endowment. And it's not alone. Other schools are bullish on crypto as well. Brown University reported holding $13 million of the BlackRock Bitcoin ETF in the second quarter, and Emory University reported holding $20 million of Grayscale's Bitcoin Mini Trust ETF as of March. South Korean tech stocks rose after the nation's largest conglomerates pledged billions of dollars in new domestic investments. The move is a push to shore up the country's manufacturing base as Seoul works to ease trade frictions with Washington. Samsung Electronics unveiled the biggest investment plan at roughly $310 billion over 5 years. The money would be spent on AI data centers, research and development, as well as a new chip production line. Hyundai Motor Group and LG also committed investments in the country. And a venture firm that exclusively invests in legal technology companies closed its second fund, a $110 million vehicle, doubling down on its belief that AI will reshape the legal profession. Legal Tech Fund was founded by two entrepreneurs who had never worked in the legal field, but believed emerging AI tools had the potential to overhaul the industry. They say AI will do the heavy lifting previously reserved for junior lawyers. Legal Tech Fund tapped limited partners, including corporations, family offices, and wealth advisory firms to raise the fund, with law firm McDermott Will & Schulte committing $10 million. Legal Tech Fund invests in early-stage startups globally. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.